So it is November 29th, 2018. And can you just say your full name for me?
My name is Rebecca Figueroa.
Okay, thank you. And what is your expected graduation date?
I'm graduating this December 2018.
So exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, I can. I'm a little nervous.
Are you?
My future. Yeah. Future.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Yeah. tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I've been here at APU since my freshman year, mm-hmm. and I actually stayed an extra semester because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Okay. So I started as I was all over the place. I started as a bio major, coming in. Orientation, they told me about the allied health major. And I was like, okay, cool, I want to be a PA. And then I realized, this is pretty cutthroat, so I want to still do the sciences. So applied exercise science was the next best thing. So mm-hmm. I did that. I transferred in, I want to say my sophomore year, and I've loved it ever since. The classes are just so hands-on compared to book work, mm-hmm. and I think I'm more of that person that learns from other people, through mm-hmm. my interpersonal relationships versus just studying. And I know there's a good mm-hmm. combination of that in this major, so it's still challenging, which is, it's needed, you're in college, it needs to be a little challenging. Mm-hmm. So
that is so funny that you say that, because I interviewed another senior and she came in as a bio major.
Really?
And she wanted to be a PA.
That's,
and then she changed to Kinesis.
That's so funny.
It's just so funny that you said that. do you have any certifications for anything?
I have my basic life saving certification through the American Red Cross.
Okay.
So I got that in one of my classes. I think it was 220 mm-hmm. that it was mandatory to get it through. And I just kept it up because it's so good, especially since I want to work in the healthcare field. Mm-hmm. after graduation, my plan is to get prereqs done so I can get into the entry level master's program, hopefully here. But if there's somewhere cheaper and they offer the same thing, mm-hmm. then probably there.
Yeah.
But so I need to work because I've always had on-campus jobs and I won't be able to come December 15th. That's it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be unemployed for a little bit. I've been looking around, but it's just, I really hope something
What do you mean? That's it. Just December 15th. Are you done?
Yeah. Yeah. Our graduation is December 15th. So once that hits, you're no longer allowed to work as a student employee.
What?
So you're no longer a student. So I thought we had until close to January, after uh-huh. winter break, but
it's only one semester.
What? What do you mean?
I'm confused. December 15th. That's
this
upcoming.
Yeah.
In a few weeks.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
But it's only been one semester.
Well, I've been working. Yeah, but it's just, it doesn't matter as long as it's a student on campus job, and you're not a student anymore, they mm-hmm. cut you out.
But you said you graduate.
Yeah, I graduate this December.
That's so crazy. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, I've been working for campus safety since last summer.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's been nice. It was good. I worked for athletics before that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I needed more hours, so.
Yeah. So, what is your next step? I mean, you said you want to apply to get your master's, is that mm-hmm. what you said?
Yeah, so nursing is the next step. So I know whether that's an accelerated bachelor's program. I would prefer getting master's here, but it kind of just depends on what I can handle and looking mm-hmm. at other schools, which I haven't done yet. But I've heard great things about the nursing program here, and mm-hmm. if I want to go here, I would do the ELM program, which is, I get my master's within 3.5 years, 3-ish years. Mm-hmm. But it's very fast-paced and demanding, and I probably won't be able to work as much as I've always been, which, how do I survive? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, figure it out.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's the goal.
What is some, general advice for a college freshman at APU, not mm-hmm. just related to kinesiology, just...
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
Know your limits. Because when you come to college, especially, I grew up 20 minutes away from here, but it was a completely different experience. Living away from home, you want to do everything. You want to be friends with everyone, which is totally fine, but also make sure you pick the right ones, mm-hmm. And really, I think from what I've learned this semester, my last semester, which kind of I can see how I've learned that throughout the past years here, is that self-awareness is like the biggest key to success in anything. So it's so funny. Have you done the Strengths Finders quiz yet?
Yeah, I have.
So
yeah.
We just redid it, and it's just you look at all your past experiences and then you're just like, oh wow, I am a developer. I am like, I do have positivity or empathy mm-hmm. or whatever. And it kind of helps you even within your strengths know where those weaknesses lie. And like I said, it helps you learn how to take better care of yourself and to like thrive in any situation, and especially friendships and other relationships. I mean, I think that is so important because, I mean, you have to have a team while you're getting through like the stress of class and I don't know if you work, but work and family, you know, like family was hard, has always been hard, challenging because, you want to, I mean, like now you're kind of an adult. It's kind of that awkward time where you push away a little because you need to learn for yourself, or you might not have the time you did before to like hang out with family, or maybe you do, but you choose to like gravitate towards other things, which is should be allowed, which should be okay. But sometimes the people closest to you are too close to the situation to like see the whole picture, like make sure that you at the end of the day are taking care of yourself and you're holistically happy, you know, like mm-hmm. you should be, there needs to be a balance between your family and your friends and your work and whatever work that is and your own thing that you can have, like whether that's like going to yoga or like just having your own, can't think of the word right now, like your own activity that you can just like, that's yours, you know, you can call it yours. And I think that's the biggest thing that I would say to like any college freshman is like know yourself. Obviously you're not going to know yourself very well because we always grow, but for the most part, you know, like where your morals are, where your values are, and just always take a chance, take time to like check in with yourself and like really evaluate like, okay, what area of my life needs a little love right now? Like focus on that. I mean, school will always be here. You shouldn't feel so spread thin trying to like, you know, get the best grades and, you know, like do everything else, because I think life is more than just about school and it will get done, you know, like I'm living proof of that, you know, like, I mean, I took an extra semester, but the job will get done, you know, and finances, you know, like I am the biggest person who's always stressed about finances in my group of friends. It'll happen, you know, like things will work out in the long run. Like you just, sometimes you gotta just like let go and let God. I know that sounds ridiculous, but
no, yeah.
Yeah. You can't, that's another thing I would say is like, you can't control some situations. Some situations are just like gravity, you know, like you can't control it. So you just got to move past it. And that's the only way you'll keep moving. So that's the advice I would give. I know it's a lot, but
yeah, I love it. So what are your career goals or just some goals you have just in life, you know?
Okay. So all my friends make fun of me, but okay. So my career goal is being a nurse. Mm-hmm. But my biggest goal, and like I know for a fact, like I will get the most satisfaction in my life and be at my happiest when I'm a mom and when I'm a wife.
Aww.
And I know that sounds so cheesy, but
no,
that's
I
always
love it.
Been my biggest goal. It's just like I know the priorities don't really like align. Everyone says your priorities should be like getting your career and whatever comes next. But I've always like my heart has always been set on like having my cute little family, you know, like I can call mine.
I love that. I'm kind of the same way.
yeah
funny.
It's okay to be like that even when everyone else is like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah. So what would you say is the best part or like your favorite about studying kinesiology, and then what would be the hardest or your least favorite?
Okay, the best part of it is really just you can apply it anywhere. It doesn't have to be like after college I'm going to be a PT or I'm going to be a personal trainer, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to do that. But you can apply, like, whether you want to help your own fitness or you want to help your family members and give them advice here or there, because it happens all the time. Oh, you're a kinesiology major, you're an applied exercise science major. Like, I have this bad hip. Like, how can I fix that? When I'm working out, my knee hurts. And just little things like that that can really improve the quality of life of the people you care about. And I think any class or any education, you're getting something out of it. As long as you get something out of it in the long run, that's the best thing I could say that I've gotten from kinesiology, is that. And the, what was the second one? The worst
or like your least favorite or something.
That's tricky. That's really hard. I guess the worst is I can't really use it for money because of the certifications, you know, like everything you need come after college. Like if you want to work at a gym or something, you need the NASM certification or this certification. And people do it. I mean, personally, like that was like my least favorite because I'm like, I'm paying all this money. I don't want to pay more to get certified so I can get money finally. Or, you know, it's just, I think that would probably be like the least favorite, which is not, it's very minuscule because I like it, there's so much many positives, but if I had to choose, that would be the weakness.
How did you become interested in kinesiology?
So it's funny, I really just ended, well, I knew I needed to like stay in the sciences and I was drowning in allied health, so I'm the only option compared to like just sucking it up with allied health. And I know I would have done horrible because at that time of my life too, I was young and I didn't want to focus. And I feel like now if I were to have done allied health just from like different classes from exercise science, I probably would have done better in them, like physiology and anatomy. Like it's crazy because kinesiology, that class in general, was like so challenging. But I learned so many good tips and tricks. Like my third year here, I finally learned like how to study. So what was the question? I'm sorry.
Why did it interest me? Yes. How did you become interested?
So yeah, bottom line, it was the only option and I liked working out. So I was like, all right, this will be a cool bonus.
Yeah.
That was that.
Did you work out on the gym on campus?
Yes, I did. I started with LA Fitness. Got really expensive, so I would just use the campus, on-campus gym. Now I have LA Fitness again, so I like to go to LA Fitness.
But where is LA Fitness?
It's in Glendora. It's right off Grand. It's super close.
Okay. Like, I go to 24 in Glendora.
Okay, that one's farther.
It is. That one's farther. I like it.
Yeah. So people do it all the time. My friend has 24, so she'll do 24.
Okay, well, that's all, so...
Nice!
Thank you so much!
No problem.